Savannah.
And I'm Camilla.
And we are part of the SAS Sport Reporters.
Year 7 and Year 8 girls beat Bishop Chandler in those penalties National Cup competition.
Year 8 boys beat London Neutral 2-1 in the National Cup.
And Year 10 boys beat Royal Dock 6-1.
That's all for now. Bye.
Love your learning.
Welcome to Love Your Learning. I'm here with Roha from 9.6 and Sammy from 9.4, and they are going to tell us what have they learned in school. So Roha, what are you learning about?
In maths, I'm learning about quadratic equations and I'm quite good at it.
Wow, I never knew that. And Sammy, what have you been studying?
In PE, we're doing a fitness test and I really enjoy playing football after school on a Tuesday.
Thank you, Sammy and Roha. This is a nephew and I'll see you later.
Adults may have told you that fruit and vegetables help you to be healthy, but a new study says it's also good for your mental health. That's according to research done by the University of East Anglia, which suggests that children who eat 5 or more portions of fruit and vegetables per day have the highest scores for mental well-being. The highest results were found in secondary school children. We know that poor mental well-being is a major issue for young people, said lead researcher Professor Elsa Welch. Until now, not much has been known about whether nutrition plays a part in children's emotional well-being.
Music Meister. Not everyone can become a great artist, but a great artist can come from anywhere.
The next piece is composed by Musa in 8.5.
And here is a piece by Kaysan from 8.7.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
Golden opportunities.
For students that are learning an instrument at Stepney All Saints, this is a reminder to collect your timetable in advance. The timetable rack is in the music corridor, and this can be done before or after school.
Culture Vulture.
October is Black History Month in the UK, an event that has been celebrated nationwide for more than 30 years.
The month was originally founded to recognise the contributions that people of African and Caribbean backgrounds have made over the UK.
Black History Month was first launched in London in the 1980s, where the main aim was for local communities to challenge racism and educate themselves and others about the British history that was not taught in schools.
Black people have been in Britain for a lot longer than previously thought. One of the oldest skeletons ever found was that of the Cheddar Man, who had dark skin.
Throughout history, black people have always been present in the UK, but there's been a lack of representation in the history books.
In paintings of Henry VIII, you can see black people in the background. Queen Victoria even had a black goddaughter whose mother was a Nigerian princess called Omba.
In 2020 in the UK, Black Lives Matter demonstrations have been called for the end of systematic racism, where people aren't treated fairly because of their skin colour.
Black Lives Matter protests all around the world sparked a commitment among many individuals and organisations to educate themselves about black history, heritage and culture, as a part of understanding racism and standing in solidarity against it.
For the countless generations of people of African and Caribbean descent have been shaping our nation's story, making a huge difference to our national and cultural life, and helping make Britain a better place to be in.
It's important to remember the forgotten people who have helped shape the UK.
The Harvest Festival. The Harvest Festival is a traditional event celebrating the successful gathering of the year's crops. often celebrated in churches and schools, people are encouraged to donate homegrown produce, fruit and vegetables to those in need. The Harvest Festival is a time for feasting, celebrating and giving thanks. It is also a time for honouring those who grow and reap crops. So when is the Harvest Festival celebrated? Well, the Harvest Festival occurs on the Sunday nearest to the appearance of the Harvest Moon. The full moon that appears closer to the autumn equinox, which is usually at the end of September or the beginning of November. The traditional start of the autumn season, the Harvest Festival in 2021 is due to take place on 3rd of October. Ms. Krislov and the SAS horticulturalists will currently planting next crop to donate for next year's Harvest Festival.
Performing platform.
This is a performance of River Flows in You by members of the Year 11 GCSE Music Group.
My name is Amira from 9.6 and I'm reading Cinderella is Dead by Kayleen Brayan. It's about a girl who was forced to go to a ball, but she is in love with someone else. On the day of the ball, when the men choose which girl they want to marry, her close friend Louis chooses her to help her, but she plans her escape and finds herself in the middle of nowhere, and she then goes into Cinderella's tomb and explores what's in there. She returns to her home, but her parents are distraught. As if the men's kinsmen find her, they will kill her.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.